Thanks, Barney. Well, tonight I want to take a topic to look at from God's Word that I find very exciting, and I think you will too. I've titled this, The Real Me. Is Christ in Me? Have you ever stopped and thought about what an amazing truth that is in our lives? How amazing the thing that God wrought in us by putting His Son Christ within our lives and our hearts through the Spirit. It's Christ in me. I want to take some time and look at this phrase from God's perspective, how God sees this and what He's done. So go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, and I'll be reading from the New King James tonight. So it's Ephesians 1, 4. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. God chose us. We didn't choose Him. And He chose us before we were even born, before the foundation of this world was set, that we should be holy and without blame before Him, before God in love. That's part of what we get because we have Christ in us. Go to Romans chapter 5, verse 17 is where we're going to start. You know, I know we say that a lot sometimes, it's Christ in me, but I really have been endeavoring over the past few years to understand this greater each year than I did the year before. Because it really is who we are. And if we're going to manifest this, we need to have an understanding that God enlightens our hearts with. So I'm going to read verse 17 in Romans chapter 5. For if by one man's offense, that would be Adam's, death reigned through the one, much more those who received an abundance of grace of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Because of that Christ within us, we have received not a little bit of grace, an abundance of grace, and we have been given the gift of righteousness, you guys, to reign in life. We are righteous through Christ. We don't have to worry about that. We don't have to dwell on our mistakes. We don't have to think about the past. We dwell upon the abundance of who we are through the grace of God and the righteousness that we get to stand in front of God with. That's part of it's Christ in me. That's part of what we have. It, to me, it's very exciting to go and look at these scriptures. Romans chapter 8. We're going to start in verse 16. Romans 8, 16 and 17. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. We are children of God. Then heirs. Heirs of God. We are children of God, heirs to God, and joint heirs with Christ. If we indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are God's kids. And we get glorified together with Him. Oh my gosh. You think about that. We are God's kids and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. It does not get any better than that. At the gathering together, all of this is going to come into fruition in our lives. And I'm telling you what an exciting time that's going to be for us. Go to 1 John chapter 4. There are so many verses about this, but we don't have time to go over every one of them tonight, obviously. But I did pick a few, and I think, you know, you'll see the course of where this is going before we're done. But 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Here's another great benefit. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. There is nothing in this world that Satan can throw at any of us that we have not the ability to overcome. And it is because of who lives within us. And if we realize our identity in Jesus Christ and the greatness and the power and authority it gives us, there is nothing that the God of this world or His spirits can throw at us that we cannot handle as we walk with our Father and walk in the wisdom and revelation He gives us. That is huge. This world is not getting better, but we shine brighter because it's getting darker. And that's part of who we are in Christ. That's part of a privilege and a power and authority we have. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Here's a great, great verse of scripture. Chapter 5, verse 21. For He, God, made Him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us. Okay, you might want to think about that a little bit. We were dead in trespasses and sin, but God made Jesus Christ for us that we would have no sin. And the rest of that verse says, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. Again, God reminds us of this righteousness. We can stand before Him without any guilt, sin of any kind. We are righteous before the God, the creator of this universe. We are righteous standing in front of our Father. Man, that is just so awesome. Go to Colossians 3. I want to do a few verses here because this section just sets this so beautifully from God's Word. We have so much to be thankful for and really so little to complain about. God is just so marvelous, and what He did and what Jesus Christ allowed Him to do with His heart and life by giving up His life for us is just an amazing gift that we should draw from every single day. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Then if you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Those are the things we seek, the things above, not the things on this earth. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of this earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. That is where our life is. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. We will appear with Christ in glory? Wow. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth. What that really means is don't be carnally minded. Put away fornication, uncleanliness, evil desire, passion, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. See, we are not sons of disobedience. We are sons and daughters of obedience. We have Christ in us. Christ was obedient in everything He did towards God. Everything God asked Him. That's who lives within us. That's what we can manifest. We don't have to deal with being disobedient children. Verse 7, in which you yourself once walked when you lived in them. But, there's that big word, but now you yourselves are to put off all of these. See, this is what we have to do. We have to control our mind, and we have to realize who we are in Christ, and then we have a responsibility to be Christ-like. And to do that, we have to put away anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy and filthy language out of your mouths. Do not lie one to another. Since you have put off the old man with his deeds and put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge, and that knowledge is a knowledge of who we are in Jesus Christ. That knowledge is a knowledge of God's Word. According to the image of Him, which is God, who created Him, Christ, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and in all. God is not a respecter of persons. It doesn't matter what country you come from. It doesn't matter what background you have. Once you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we are all His. It is Christ in all of us. For us to see the importance of this, we can understand why the importance is laid out before us to control our thoughts and words. Because our thoughts and words lead to actions, you guys. And if we are not walking who we are in Christ, then we're going to be walking like the old man nature, and that is not what we want to do. We want to be who God has called us to be. Now, in verse 12, we're going to see the new nature, the characters of the new man. Verse 12, therefore, as the elect of who? God, the creator of the universe, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you also must do. That is not a request, so you must also do. You know what? That is a commandment. There is no room for unforgiveness in our lives because we have Christ living within us. And no one has done anything close to me that was done to Christ. And I remember being taught from this Word of God that even on the cross, He asked God to forgive these people. So we are without excuse. Forgiveness is a part of our walk with God, and it's got to be a part that we willingly put into play. Verse 14, but of all these things, put on love. That's that love of God, and there is no condition upon the love of God, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. See, we each have to go to God and find that peace when we're hurt, when we're scared, when something's gone the backwards to what we thought it would be. We can't allow our thoughts and our emotions to control us. We need to go to God and have that peace of God in our hearts and let that peace of God guard our hearts like it talks about in Philippians. In verse 15, I'll read again. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye were called in one body, and be thankful. Because we have so much to be thankful for, even in the midst of what's been going on in the world today. I tell you, I stay thankful by counting my blessings. I don't know about you guys, but I go through those every day. Okay, we're going to go to Romans 12, verse 1. Familiar verses to a lot of us here. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. And that is another thing that God extends to us. His mercy is new to us every day. By the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This is really important to understand. God says here, we renew our minds. That's our job. We renew our minds. Well, what does that mean, Vicki? Well, it means we put on the thoughts of God. If my thoughts not lining up with God, I got to change my mind. That's my responsibility. And God and His Word does the transforming. We don't transform ourselves. We renew our mind to God's Word with the Spirit of Christ that lives within us. And the transforming, the hard part, is done by God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's why it's so important to remember who we are and to really push ourselves to control our thinking and to stay locked in with God our Father. Because we're going to be challenged on every issue in life. And so are our brothers and sisters. And He put us in a family to help one another and to be there for one another. So it's very important to remember who we are in Christ and remember how Christ took care of the 12 disciples He worked with. Remember how He reached out to the people in the community, and He was attacked all the time, yet He had that peace of God and that wisdom of God in His heart. And because He lives in us, so do we. We have that ability. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. You can forgive. You can move ahead. You can be at peace no matter what's going on. I want to close in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Go to verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not carnal. but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. And God can pull down those strongholds in our own minds. Those strongholds are where the adversary just backs us into a corner, and we have this habit of bending or bowing, however you want to call it, in circumstances where God is still there fighting for us, and we just give up. We let God pull those strongholds down by going to His Word and following through with what He shows us to do. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Anything that is contrary to God's word that you start thinking about yourself or another is a lie from the devil. And we have to take a stand in our own hearts and minds for ourselves and one another and not get caught up in that. And we need to exalt God and bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And that's something I think is really cool that God put in here. It doesn't mean we go around reproving one another. It means we fight for one another when the adversary is trying to devour one of us or all of us. He's into it. We're not. We're into standing on God and His Word. It is so important to stay in control of our thoughts and confessions. In order for the Christ in us to shine from us the way we want it to, the way God needs us to, so that we can be the lights of this world, people will look at us and go, I want what you have. How can you be so positive during this pandemic? Well, I'm positive because I trust God, and I believe that He works within me, and He works to take care of me and the people that He has called to be in His family. So, the real me, is it Christ in me? Yes, indeed. That is the real you guys. Christ in you. And I've asked Barney to play the song to end this teaching.